Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of UFOs and the Paranormal Over Our Heads. I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and each week we bring you exciting new guests to talk about various aspects of UFOs and the paranormal. And like I always say, there sure is a lot to talk about. I don't know if you were able to listen last week, but we had an amazing guest, Barbara Lamb, who is one of the leading researchers on UFO experiences, particularly onboard experiences. She's interviewed some 500 people and has written a new book called Alien Experiences. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show, it is on the BBS archives, so you can check it out there, and you won't find anyone else. Not many people who know more about ETs than does she. So check it out. It's really quite amazing. Tonight, we're going to move in a slightly different direction. I have done several shows on alternative healing in the past, and it's always proved to be very popular. And tonight, when I found out about our guest tonight, I had to have him on because I'm very, very interested in this particular subject of alternative healing, which is natural vision improvement. And for those of you out there who are nearsighted or farsighted or have astigmatism or other eye problems, and the chances are pretty good that a lot of you do. I think something like half of people now wear glasses, which is unfortunate because actually, according to our guest tonight, you don't need to. You probably don't need to wear glasses. You can do things to actually improve your vision. I found out about this years ago, actually, when I took a class in natural vision improvement. And I was not only able to stop the deterioration of my own vision, but was able to improve it dramatically through completely natural methods. I'm not talking about laser eye surgery or radial keratotomy, where they actually cut into your eyeball to change the shape of the lens, which is why they do it. Or, you know, surgeries or lasers or anything like this. This is completely natural stuff, so it's accessible to everybody and nothing really scary at all about it. The only thing supernatural about it is that it's kind of, you know, a mystery that people aren't embracing this more fully. I think that our guest tonight is actually a leader in this field of natural vision improvement. He has been an associate of Dr. Deborah Bankers for some 14 years. She is now deceased, but she was a leader in this field of natural vision improvement and has had really dramatic success in this area. And our guest tonight, his name is John Monroe, as I said, has worked with her for 14 years. He is a vision improvement educator and is based in Colorado and is one of the pioneers in this field, which is becoming increasingly popular and I think really holds an immense amount of promise and just huge potentials for the future of healthcare with our eyes. So that's what we're going to be talking about, is natural vision improvement. And our guest tonight is John Monroe. That's M-O-N-R-O-E. He's based in Colorado, where he is doing this amazing work with natural vision improvement. So, John, I want to thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
It's going great. Yeah, like right. I said, I am so interested in this stuff because, you know, I was able to improve my own vision, and that was shocking to me.
From Gloria Ginn. Yes, I've heard of her.
Yeah, with Gloria Ginn, and, you know, I'm surprised this stuff isn't taught in schools, honestly, because it's just so revolutionary.
You know, in China, before I start, everything I'm going to discuss tonight, I've, you know, learned all this from Dr. Deborah Banker, an ophthalmologist, trained cataract surgeon. She was a general practitioner. She also covered acupressure and acupuncture. She was an herbologist and a nutritionalist. And she studied Chinese medicine, medicine of Tibet, India, and Western medicine. And she developed a kit, the Self-Help Vision Care Kit. And this is a product that people can work with at home and improve their eyesight themselves. And it's for nearsighted, farsighted, presbyopia, that's trouble reading, astigmatism, lazy eye, improving night vision, and other types of eye diseases have reversed themselves working with this. But what I wanted to tell you is in China, starting in elementary school, all through their lives, the Chinese people do exercises every day, and it's mandatory by the government. And they do Tai Chi, and they also do eye exercises. And I'm talking about in factories and where they work and colleges and everything, elementary, junior high, and high school. And I don't know if you noticed it when you're watching the Olympics, but hardly any of those Chinese people had glasses on.
Right. Now that you mention it, wow.
And over here, I've tried several times with the school board to try and get this to them, and where they could start teaching children this maybe during phys ed, and they just haven't done it. And one of the problems in this country is, you know, companies that make eyeglasses and, you know, the lenses, the frames, the opticians that make the lenses, the optometrists that do the prescriptions, and, you know, then you have ophthalmologists that do surgeries. You know, the companies that make contact lenses, you know, they sort of seem like they don't want people to know about this, you know. And if you can improve your eyesight and don't need glasses, well, you know, it's much better for you that way. One of the things we can talk about tonight is how eyeglasses cause eye diseases and eye problems as you use them.
Right.
And basically, eyeglasses, they relieve the symptom of you not being able to see good, but they don't do anything for the cause of the problem. And a lot of the problems with near and farsightedness, there are six eye muscles that move your eye around, up and down, left and right, in circles, and they attach in about the middle of your eyeball, and they attach to the eye socket inside your head. And when you look up and down or you look left or right, these muscles actually move your eye. And what happens, these muscles can tighten up, and when they do, they hold tension. They're the only muscle in the body that can tighten up, and it will hold tension. It doesn't, you know, relax itself. And the reason people's prescriptions get stronger and stronger is these muscles will tighten up a little more, and when they do, they hold the tension. It's kind of like a wire tie, you know, when you tighten it up, you can't loosen it.
Right, right.
Well, that kind of happens to these eye muscles. And when they do tighten up like this, they can push the eye forward and cause farsightedness, or they can squeeze the eye and make a more oblong shape like an egg, and that causes your nearsightedness or myopia. And so that's the six outer eye muscles that you work with. And as your prescriptions are getting stronger and stronger, you're becoming more blind. You know, most people don't want to realize it, but if you can't read a 20/70 on an eye chart, you're legally blind. You know, you're not considered totally blind or blind, but legally blind.
Right, right.
And then when people have problems with reading small print, reading up close, that's called presbyopia. And there's a ciliary muscle inside of your eye, and it goes around the lens in the eye. And the lens is behind your pupil and your iris. And this ciliary muscle goes around this lens, which is sitting in a sac. And whenever you bring something up to read it, your brain will squeeze this muscle around the lens, and it causes the lens to bulge out a little bit and helps you focus on what you're reading.
Huh.
So the way Dr. Banker told me is when people read, they tend to stare at what they're reading at one distance from their eyes. You know, they'll like hold a newspaper out there and read it and, you know, kind of looking at the paper maybe 12 inches from their eyes, and then they just sit there and read and keep it at one distance. Well, the Chinese, when they read, if they were holding the newspaper up, they would sit there and read for about 5 minutes. Then they will move their head back about 6 inches from the newspaper and start reading again. And what that does is the brain has to adjust the ciliary muscle when you move your head back. And when you just sit and stare at the paper, your brain tightens that muscle up, then it gets stuck there, tightened up. And that's not good for the muscle. If you held books out in your arm, you know, take your arm, hold it out, all the way out, hold some books in it, and try to hold them up in the air, after a few minutes, the muscles in your arm are going to get sore.
Right.
And the same thing happens to the ciliary muscle when you stare at what you're reading. So basically, anybody out there listening, when you read every 5 minutes or so, just move your head back from what you're reading and then start reading again. And then in 5 minutes, move your head forward about 5 inches and start reading again, and the brain will have to move that muscle around to readjust the focus, and you won't be putting so much, you know, stress and tension on the muscle when you stare at stuff.
So let me see if I got this straight then. You're saying that vision problems such as nearsightedness and farsightedness are caused by the shape of our eyeball, lens.
It's the shape of the eyeball. If normally the eye is round like a golf ball,
right.
But when you're near or far sighted, your eye is shaped more like an egg. It's more elongated.
Huh.
And then when you can't read good, it's the muscle around the lens in the eye not working properly when it tries to focus on small print.
And this is caused by tension?
Well, like I just was saying, when people read, they tend to stare at what they're reading. And the muscle will tighten up to focus, and it gets stuck in that position.
Okay.
So you don't want to sit there for an hour just staring at a book, reading it, because it tightens that muscle up, and it's too much tension and stress on the muscle. And over the years, by the time you're 35 or 40, the muscle doesn't want to tighten up properly when the brain tells it to focus the lens, and you can't see good because it's not focusing the lens properly.
Right. Yeah, I remember this from the class I took. The instructor said it was staring was not a good thing, and that we should blink as much as possible.
Right. Now, when you blink your eyes, it helps to lower your eye pressure. See, fluid's made inside of your eye, and it comes through the pupil into the cornea area. And when you blink your eyes, it kind of presses on the cornea, and that pushes the fluid out through a canal. It's called the Schlemm's canal, and that's a drain around your iris, where the white skin of the eye, the sclera, meets the colored part of the iris. All the way around your iris is a drain, and it's called Schlemm's canal. And the fluid is made in your eye, comes into the cornea, and then it drains out through the Schlemm's canal into the white part of your eye. And when you have glaucoma, you have trouble with this drainage system. And it won't drain properly, and then the fluid builds up in the eye, and it builds up pressure in the eye, and it can damage your optic nerve, and you can lose your eyesight from it. You know, that's glaucoma. So the eye is a very sensitive part of the body. It's like a thermometer. A lot of things that you eat can damage the eyes, you know. Sunlight. You should always wear sunglasses when you're outside, as far as Dr. Banker said, that have UV protection, and she always liked Polaroid sunglasses because they're polarized. Because infrared rays and ultraviolet rays can damage the lens and cause cataracts. So it's always good to wear UV protection when you're outside.
What about those pinhole glasses? Have you seen those?
Well, we found that when you wear those, you got to wear them for like a couple hours, and supposedly the pinholes disappear and you can see out of these glasses. And she said that they probably kind of help stimulate the retina. That's the inner lining of the eye. But we really never used them much for vision improvement. You know, she had some of these, and the FDA made the guy that developed them. He had to bury them all in the ground, and they didn't even want them around. So I still have a pair of them that, you know, we had some of these, but it really didn't seem to do that much for improving eyesight.
Right. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're saying pretty much, I mean, there's a long, long list of conditions that can be improved through natural means, and including ones that a lot of people wouldn't imagine that could be improved.
Well, the biggest problems are nearsighted, farsightedness, and presbyopia. A lot of people, their doctor might tell them they have astigmatism, but do they really know what astigmatism is or what causes it? And most of them don't. And some doctors I've talked to say that when you squint your eyes to look at stuff, it can change the shape of the cornea over time. And Dr. Banker said that six of those eye muscles that are tightening up around your eye, that move your eye around, one of them gets really tight. It's tighter than the other ones, and it tends to pull on the eyeball, on the sclera, the white part of the eye, and it changes the shape of the cornea. And astigmatism is when your cornea isn't perfectly curved like it should be. You know, it's got an indentation, or it's just not perfectly round. That's astigmatism. But there are things that cause it, you know. And we found that with these eye exercises, the astigmatism goes away when you loosen up the outer eye muscles through the exercise.
Interesting. So how is it that eyeglasses can actually hurt your vision?
All right, that's just so ironic. All right, when your eye is more oblong shaped like an egg instead of being round like a golf ball, it is, you know, it's stretching the eye out, and the inner lining of the eye is called the retina. It's on the inside of your eye, on the inside of the eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the thickness of tissue paper.
Wow.
And when your eye gets too oblong shaped and stretched out and elongated, the retina can tear, and it can also detach. And it's very nasty when that happens.
Right.
And it's called
my mother. And my mother, she was very, very nearsighted, extremely nearsighted, and then she one day started waking up, and there would be flashes of light on the,
right,
the peripheral vision, and she had a detached,
right,
retina, two of them actually.
Yeah, well, that was probably from the nearsightedness.
Right. She ended up having laser surgery and had to have the other eyeball actually pulled out of her skull and have the retina sewn back on physically. So that was quite an ordeal for her. And
well, that must have been a long time ago.
It was. This was, you know, 1982 or 81.
Yeah.
But
because for a detached retina, what they usually do, they'll make a small incision and they go in and they freeze the retina tissue back onto the eyeball with nitrogen, and then they put an air bubble in your eye. And when you look out your visual field, it's about the size of a dime.
Right.
And you have to lay on your side and let that bubble float up against the retina. And you pretty much have to lay there for 2 weeks. You're only allowed to get up to go to the bathroom.
Right, I remember that. She wasn't allowed to sneeze or cough.
Yeah, you can't sneeze and cough. You have to lay on your side and let that bubble float up against the retina. And you have to do this for 14 days.
Wow.
And if you have a severe detachment. Now, the other eye where they did the laser, that wasn't as severe a detachment. And they actually put little pads in behind your eye, and they put this sclerical buckle around the eye, which helps keep it from, you know, getting more and more egg-shaped or, you know, bigger. And that's called the sclerical buckle. And they actually sew this thing right to your eye. So, you know, detached retinas, they can be a mild detachment or severe detachment, and then they figure out which, you know, surgical procedure to do. But the whole idea is to prevent this from happening. And so what I was going to say, whenever you wear glasses, and these eye muscles tighten up and, you know, your prescriptions are getting stronger, and when you get up to diopters are your prescriptions. Say you're a minus 8 diopter. That's, you know, if you're nearsighted, it's a minus 8. If you have presbyopia, it would be a plus 2 or something. You know, it's a different symbol for each problem. But when you're too nearsighted, you can have a detached retina. So wearing the glasses just lets your vision, you know, it gets worse and worse. And as your vision gets worse, that means your eye is getting more elongated. So eventually you can end up with a torn retina or a detached retina just like your mother had.
Wow.
Now that's not an eye disease, but that's an eye disorder, you know. Now, when you wear, when your muscle in your eye for reading, the ciliary muscle, when it gets to where it doesn't want to work properly and focus your vision, you go down and get reading glasses and you start wearing those. And when you put on the glasses, you can read fine. And what happens is your brain doesn't move the ciliary muscle. It just sits there because you can see what you're reading. You know, it kind of fools the brain. And when the ciliary muscle tightens up and it loosens and moves around, it actually secretes fluids that bring oxygen, nutrition, and lubrication into your lens, which is inside of a sac. So whenever you wear the glasses, the ciliary muscle isn't moving, and your lens isn't getting the proper nutrition and oxygen and lubrication, and after 10 years of this, you can start developing cataracts.
Wow.
Which is an eye disease. And also, the ciliary muscle, when it tightens up and when it loosens, it actually pulls on the Schlemm's canal and helps open it a little bit to let fluid out of your eye. So you've stopped that process from happening too, and after 10 years or so of wearing the glasses, you can develop glaucoma because you paralyze the ciliary muscle with the glasses. And this is reading glasses, bifocals or trifocals will do this.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I was telling you earlier, I mean, I am slightly nearsighted, but I was able to improve my vision a good deal and stop it from deteriorating. But every time I put those glasses on and when I take them off, I'm wall-eyed. I can't see for a good.
Well, you should only wear your glasses when there's something that you have to do that you need them. You shouldn't just wear them all the time. You know,
okay.
If you can wash your dishes or, you know, sit outside or whatever you're doing, if you can do it without your glasses on, don't wear them. But the best thing is to do is to learn these eye exercises and acupressure points you'll work with. It goes into reflexology, diet changes, strobing, sunning, palming. There's all types of things that you can do. And you can actually get back to 20/20 and release the tension in these muscles and get them working properly again. It's not from old age.
See, that's a big misconception I think a lot of people have.
Dr. Banker, you know, we also are in anti-aging and reversing the aging process and, you know, energy medicine, herbal medicines, all different types of approaches to improving health. And your diet is very important, too.
Right. Well, that's just what I was going to mention, that she, with her assessment, I guess that the improvement of vision, I mean, your vision itself is dependent on the health of your entire body, and not only that,
right.
But your emotions and your attitude. And
right.
So that's amazing to me.
Well, you know, when you get emotionally upset or you get angry or you're depressed, these eye muscles that move your eye around, they can tighten up from that. Also, lifting heavy weight, you know, and you squint your eyes real hard and you're lifting weight, that can tighten up the eye muscles, too, around that move your eye around. So you want to, you know, try not to get emotionally upset. Sometimes it's hard, but when you get upset, it's not good for the eye muscles. And when you get angry and you're yelling and screaming, you know, that's not good. Tension, stress, all these things can tighten up the muscles, the outer eye muscles that move your eye around.
Right. Okay, John, well, let's get into some of the things that, you know, people listening can do to improve their own vision, like such as acupressure.
Acupressure points, they're on your, you know, on your torso that you can work with. They're around your eyes and your face. I mean, I can't tell them exactly where they are, but in the vision improvement kit that we have, there is an eye chart, a facial chart, and there's a whole section in the book on these acupressure points and how to work with them. And acupressure is where you press and release on a point and you can rub it. You know, you're not doing anything with any needles. That's acupuncture.
Right.
But the book covers all the acupressure points that you can work with to improve your eyesight. And also, we work with reflexology. And there's a lot of nerve endings in the bottom of your feet that you can massage. And especially behind your toes on the bottom, like the front heel of your foot, that's where all the nerve endings are for your eyes. And you can massage those areas. And soaking your feet in warm water with Epsom salt is real good. And actually walking barefoot is real good for massaging the nerve endings in the bottom of your feet. People just wear shoes so much, they don't really get enough foot massage, you know, by walking around barefoot.
Right. Wow. So all these things have a direct effect on your vision itself.
Right. And there's also points on your ear that you can press with your first finger and your thumb. You squeeze them and you can rub them, and they can help all types of blockages of energy. And, you know, each organ has a different energy it puts out. And this is more or less reflexology that you work with. And one thing in the book from China is called circular massage. And this is amazing. It's things that you do with your face and the back of your head. And you go around in circles with your first finger, like around your eye and then around your eyelid and your chin bone and down around your cheek and up your forehead. And you go all the way around the face, and you do both sides, and then you do around the back of the head. And I had a guy Saturday I was working with that got a kit, and he went from like 2040, and he did the circle massage, and I swear he freaked out, and he goes, I'm reading a 2020 line on this near vision card, you know, for reading vision. And it just, you know, freaked him out. And it also gives you a natural facelift. And it works with electromagnetic fields in your face and your head when you do this.
Well,
and it lines them up.
You can actually improve your vision pretty quickly then. And it
doesn't
take a long time.
I've seen people in just an hour or half hour that I'm on the phone, they go from 2070 to 2040 or 2050 to 2030. You know, their reading vision, their distance vision. And as you keep working with this each day, then you might do it every other day. And our vision improvement kit, what comes in it is there's a manual, there's a DVD with Dr. Banker in here explaining a lot of this, and we have four CDs. And one of the CDs is on how eyeglasses may be harmful for your eyes. And that's, you know, kind of what I was talking about earlier. And then we have the self-hypnosis, and that's a CD with a self-hypnosis that you can do to help relax yourself, and it works really good. And on that CD is also about reversing negativity. And the CDs are done by Dr. Banker, and she's on here talking about all of this, you know. And the other CDs cover different things like eye exercises and nutritional changes you can make. And just a lot of different things are on these CDs that come with the kit. And also there are some laminated charts that come with the kit that there are exercises in the book, but we've taken them out and laminated them so you could just hold them up and work with them and not have to hold the whole book up.
Right. Well, I remember when I was doing some of these exercises, I was amazed at how quickly they worked and how effective. And one in particular comes to mind is palming, I guess you call it, where you place your palms over your eyes. And
you rub your palms together for about 30 seconds and get them nice and warm. And then you just put your palms over your eyes and sit there with your eyes shut. And you do that, you don't want to do it for more than 5 minutes.
All right.
Because the pressure in your eyes can come up. So, you know, 3 to 5 minutes like that is real good for helping to relax the muscles, and it also helps with cataracts and glaucoma, you know, conditions.
Now you
and
just
it's
rest
real
your,
easy to do.
You just rest your hands lightly on your eyes? You don't
yeah,
press
right,
down
right, right over your eyes, the palms.
Okay. Yeah,
and you just
when
sit
I did
there
that,
for like...
What? Yeah, doing that, that was when I had my first aha moment. I took my hands away after palming for some time, and I could see perfectly. My vision had improved to 20/20, and it was shocking. I mean, suddenly you could see clearly.
Well, the exercise is basically on the outer eye muscles. It gets the tension out of the muscles, and they relax. And when they do that, they quit squeezing the eye, and it goes back to a normal round shape. And then, you know, when you work on the ciliary muscle and get it more flexible and working properly, your reading vision comes back. And you can see it as you look at the eye chart. In the kit, it comes with a Big E Snellen eye chart to check your distance vision. And there's a near vision card to check your reading vision with, just like the doctors use in a clinic.
Right, right. Well, everyone,
that also comes in the kit.
Let me do a slight station break here.
Okay.
Everyone, you're listening to UFOs and the Paranormal. Over our heads, I'm your host, Preston Dennett, and our guest tonight is John Monroe. He is a vision improvement educator who has been working at this for a long, long time. He's a pioneer in the field, and we are talking about all the various ways you can improve your own vision using completely natural means. And it's astonishing. This is just really groundbreaking stuff. So it's very exciting. And if any of you would like to call in, I want to remind you that this is a call-in show, and I'm going to give out the toll-free number right now. So grab your pen and paper and get ready, because here it comes. The number is 888-228-4494. I'll repeat that one more time, 888-228-4494. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, or if you'd like to share an experience or whatever, our guest is more than happy to answer any questions you might have. And okay, now, John, here's another question I had. Iridology. Now, I guess that is where a science of where you can diagnose.
That's reading the iris.
Right. Do you know anything about that? Or, I mean, does that have any validity, do you think?
Yeah, we feel it has some validity. And, you know, looking into the iris, you can find other problems with the body by looking at little spots and different colors in your iris. And Dr. Banker always thought there was validity to it. And, yeah, it's worth checking into, you know, but it's not more about your vision. It's more about how your liver's working, or your kidneys, or your lungs, or your circulatory system.
Right, but it's interesting because it shows how everything is interconnected.
Right.
Like you were saying. Now, what can people do as far as, you know, diet and nutrition to help improve
right.
their eyesight?
Well, you know, a lot of people call us and they have dry eye. And dry eye is basically your body's dehydrated. And coffee, you know, your regular coffee, decaffeinated or not, it's full of caffeine and also tannic acid, T-A-N-I-C.
Right.
And coffee's a dehydrator. And also your regular tea has caffeine, and it has the tannic acid. That's T-A-N-I-C, like Titanic. And you can read about tannic acid on the internet or get books on it. And so you want to be more hydrated. And people should drink at least an 8-ounce glass of water every hour that they're awake. And just by doing this, I've seen people's vision get better, their eyes get more moist. You know, a lot of people with dry eye, we suggest this. But another thing is to blink your eyes more often, because when you do, it puts fluid on the eye to help lubricate it. And also, that fluid reflects sunlight. That when you blink your eyes, it puts a fluid film or coating on the eye, and when sunlight hits it, it reflects it. And a lot of people just don't blink their eyes enough. That helps with dry eye.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is soda, you know, your sodas and diet sodas and a lot of sugar. That's not good for you. And, you know, alcohol is a dehydrator. And when you drink a lot, it dehydrates the brain, and the brain shrinks, and it's also a cause of Alzheimer's. And also the dry eye, you know, you can get that. Even you might notice that sometimes, I don't know if you drink a lot, but when you drink and you have a hangover, your eyes feel dry and uncomfortable. That's
okay.
Because you're dehydrated, and that's why you need to drink a lot of water, you know, after you've been drinking a lot.
Right.
And cigarettes are full of tons of terrible things, you know, your major brands of American cigarettes, and they're not good for your eyes either, and the circulation. And there's things like canola oil and soy oil. It can cause the red blood cells to clump together. It's called clumping. And the cells, they stack up on top of each other like pancakes. And then when they go through the blood vessels into the capillaries, they can't get through the capillaries, and they can clog up the capillary. And you can have a vein that clogs up and it can burst, you know, in your eye. It's called the central vein occlusion. And that's real nasty when that happens, because then blood gets into your eye and you can't see through it. And, you know, it's a real pain getting that cleared up. So there's a lot of things you can do to help hydrate the eyes. And I don't know if you've ever noticed a black spot floating around in your visual field. You know, you might be looking around.
Vitreous floaters, you mean?
Yeah, those are called floaters. And they can either be dried up vitreous gel, or they can be blood cells. So a lot of times where people are constipated and they can't have a movement, and they're, you know, squeezing their eyes and you know, real tight trying to have a movement, blood can actually come out of the eye, the retina, into the eye. And that's can cause a floater. And then if your eye's too dry inside, the vitreous gel is what's inside your eye. And it's about the thickness of egg white, you know, white of an egg.
Right.
And that's kind of what your eye's full of. And then the retina is the lining of the eye. And the outer portions of the vitreous gel can dry up around your retina. And that stuff can break loose, and then it floats around in your vitreous gel, and that's also a floater. So there is a Chinese herbal medicine. It's called Ming Mu Dihang Wan. And it's little round pills, and you take like 8 of these 3 times a day, and they nourish the liver, kidney, and spleen, and they hydrate the eye. And they can help the vitreous gel reattach itself, and the red blood cells reattach to the retina, and help eliminate floaters. And it also improves night vision, and it improves nearsightedness. And that's an herb the Chinese have been using for thousands of years. And, you know, you can get that and take it. And there's also, if you drink aloe vera juice with papaya and guava, you know, like a third of each, and you drink a glass of this every day, that helps hydrate the inner eye.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just about dry eye and floaters, you know. But also, when you drink the coffee and tea, the tannic acid constricts all the fine, small blood vessels in your body. They tighten up, and they don't let blood flow through properly. And then, like in the retina, you have the optic nerve in the back of your eye, and next to it is the macular area. And that's where your vision comes in through your lens, you know, and it hits on the back of the eye, and then the macular area transfers it to the optic nerve. And in your eye, you just have a few blood vessels that come into the retina, and they're about the thickness of a human hair. And if they're not, you know, getting enough blood and oxygen through there and getting it into the tissue of the retina, then the cells in the macular area, they're, you know, starved for nutrition and oxygen, and they can start swelling up and they can die. And that's, you know, macular degeneration, and then you start losing your eyesight from it.
All right, well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because macular degeneration seems to me it's one of the most common forms of eye diseases.
Yeah.
At least
well, there's 10 million people in the United States, roughly, that have macular degeneration, and there's wet macular degeneration, and there's dry macular degeneration. And Dr. Banker always said it was a circulatory problem is what she always thought was causing it.
So it's reversible then?
Yeah, yeah, we... There is a Chinese herbal medicine that we used in the clinic. She started her clinic in 1984 in Santa Monica, and she's been using these herbs. We still use them right up to today. And there's one called Lycium Rumania, and that's an herb you can get. It's little round pills about the size of BBs, and they also nourish the liver, kidney, and spleen, and they help strengthen the retina. And we use these with people that have had torn retinas and detached retinas to help, you know, improve the healing of that and strengthen the retina. And people with macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosis, diabetic retinopathy, they all deal with the retina, you know, retinal problems.
Right.
So that's a real good herb for the eyes, for the retina.
So is it possible then to actually reverse someone who's become fully blind, reverse their condition?
Well, Dr. Banker developed the SEEDS device. It's a subtle electromagnetic energy delivery system. And I have these devices, and we use these in treatment of eye diseases. Early stages, you know, if you catch a disease where it's about maybe 30, 40% developed, it's a lot easier to reverse than something that's, you know, been there for years.
Sure.
So if you catch these problems earlier, they're easier and faster to reverse. But these treatments, we have used these in our clinics since 1992, And we've treated thousands of patients and gotten their sight back, and, you know, they go get a license. One guy came to us, he hadn't driven in 30 years, and after 2 weeks of working with Dr. Manker, he went and got a driver's license. He could read the newspaper. We've had, say, this lady came from New York City, and she was a famous dress designer, and she was out in a blizzard. It was really cold, and her eye, her right eye, got stuck, pointed out towards her ear. It didn't cross into or towards her nose, but it crossed over towards her ear, and she couldn't work designing dresses. She couldn't see good, and she went to 20 different ophthalmologists in New York, and they couldn't do anything for her. So she came out to Malibu. We had a clinic in Malibu, and after 3 days of treatment, her eye straightened right back out.
Wow.
And she couldn't believe it.
That's incredible.
You know who Lindsay Wagner is, don't you, the bionic woman?
Oh, sure, yeah.
She does the TV commercials for the mattress. And she was one of Dr. Banker's patients, and she used the vision improvement kit and got rid of her glasses. You know, she had a lot of celebrities that would come and see her in Malibu.
Right, right. Well,
one of the guys went to see her was one of the guitar players from the Iron Butterfly, and he had a scar on his cornea, and she treated him for that and helped improve that. And George Harrison even came to see her from the Beatles.
Wow. Well, that's great. I mean, there's so many people who are wearing glasses now, and I don't think a lot of people realize that you know, these methods are even available.
Well, that's why we're on the radio talking about it. See, one of the things I did for her was book her on radio and TV shows, and every week she was on the radio somewhere in the country, on AM radio, FM, internet. And when she got sick from the cancer, I had to take over the interviews for her because she just couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
And I must have over 100 radio shows that I'm doing now and that we've been doing for years, you know, and they'll have us on every 3 or 6 months and we talk about this stuff.
Well, that's good to hear. So do you also conduct, like, workshops or do
right.
expos?
Yeah, we do workshops. They're two-day workshops on the weekend. They're on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we go through the whole kit and do the exercises and everything, and people see improvement in their eyesight right there at the workshop. And the workshop includes a vision improvement kit. You get that and the cost of it. And then we have done over 165 health expos around the United States.
Wow. So say you're a lazy person, like a lot of people are out there.
That's the big problem.
And, you know, what can, I mean, people don't have a lot of time these days. I mean, is there things that
Well, that's another problem. People are lazy, don't have enough time. But, you know, if you can't take, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day and do a few exercises and, you know, watch your diet and go for a walk, you're going to have severe problems eventually.
Right.
You know, you might be 30 years old and you're okay, but when you get 50, 60 years old, you're gonna have a lot of problems developing diabetes. You can have a detached retina. You can develop cataracts and glaucoma, high blood pressure. So people need to quit eating so much and you know,
you're right.
Get more exercise.
Well, what can people, you know, what are some simple exercises people can do when they're just walking or when they're reading or eating or watching TV or when they're at work? Working on their computer? Are there things that they can do?
Well, like when you're on the computer, like I said, you know, every 5 minutes or so, move your head back about 5 inches from the computer screen and then read it and work on it. And, you know, 5 minutes go by, move your head forward 5 inches, and about every half an hour, just stop for a couple minutes and look off into the distance and just, you know, take a break. Just don't sit there for 2 or 3 hours reading and staring at the computer screen. You know, you're going to mess up the ciliary body in the eye or the ciliary muscle. It's also a sphincter muscle. You have a sphincter muscle in each eye, and you have one up, you know, another place I don't want to talk about. But you have three sphincter muscles in your body.
Interesting.
Now, I guess you could consider the mouth kind of a sphincter muscle, too, so possibly four of them.
Right.
So the kits, you know, we sell these. We do have a website. It's drbanker.com, drbanker.com. And you can read about the kit and the Chinese herbal medicines. We also do the Ion Cleanse Detox. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
No, I haven't.
You put your feet in a tub of water, and a part of this device is put in the water, and it creates ions in the water. And they pass through your feet, and they pull out toxins, heavy metals, bacteria. They kill ringworms, pinworms, parasites, oxygenate the blood. And we've improved a lot of conditions with this treatment.
So we sell
the Ion Cleanse devices. This girl that works with me, Jean Mainzer, she's a certified kinesiologist. And there's a picture of the device and a description about it. And there are places you can go and have this done.
Right.
You know,
well, I'm
going to
go out on a limb here and say that you probably don't think it's a good idea to have radial keratotomy or laser eye surgery. I guess I don't even know if they do radial keratotomy anymore.
Well, if you're under a minus 4, they do radial keratotomy usually. If you're over minus 4, your diopters, they do LASIK surgery. But if your cornea isn't thick enough, you don't qualify for LASIK surgery. And what will happen with LASIK surgery is they make a little flap on your cornea, and they take the laser and zap the cornea and actually make it a little thinner and change it a little, and put the flap back over, and that heals up, and you can see better. But what happens is these eye muscles can keep tightening up that move your eye around. And I found a lot of people after 3 or 4 years after LASIK, their vision gets bad again because
right.
the eye muscles have tightened up more, made the eye more elongated, and the LASIK doesn't work anymore.
Right. Well, the comedian Kathy Griffin, she had laser eye surgery, and she did not have a good result. Her vision
right.
is now blurry permanently.
Well, yeah, that's a permanent side effect. There's side effects to these surgeries. You know, people go have a lens put in their eye for cataract surgery, and I've met people where the lens, you know, it moves over, it's not centered. I met a guy once where his lens came loose and was floating around in his eye. A lot of things can happen. You can get infections and swelling, and if the guy, the doctor that puts the lens in, if he doesn't have the prescription exactly right, you won't be able to see clearly, and you'll probably have to wear glasses. So there's a lot of side effects to all these surgeries.
What about contact lenses? Are they worse than glasses? When you
wear them, you can see better than when you wear glasses, but they cut off any oxygen getting into your cornea. And if you don't keep them clean, you can develop infections and cause scarring on the cornea. So you got to be really careful when you use contacts. You know, the disposable contacts are probably the best. And if you're wearing something else, you want to make sure you clean them properly. And it's really important that you clean them. But the best thing to do is not use glasses or contacts and just learn how to improve your eyesight. And there's a lot of other vision improvement kits available. I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard of the See Clearly method, Glory Again. There's the health, Vision Freedom has a vision improvement kit. The Cambridge Eye Institute, they put out a vision improvement kit.
Right.
There's Meir Schneider.
Well, yours sounds really comprehensive.
Yeah, I have seen these other kits, and they have about 10% of what's in our vision improvement kit. And all these other people are not medical doctors that have put these together. So
wow.
Dr. Banker's kit is the best kit on the market. It's the most comprehensive, and it's very well put together. And a lot of doctors have looked at it and said, this thing should cost thousands of dollars. I mean, someone can take this and become a holistic eye doctor and teach people how to improve their sight and get rid of their glasses and improve eye diseases. And we try to keep it affordable for people. We sell them for $200. And that includes, tax, shipping and handling. Everything's included in the price. And, this is for all ages, too. We've had 7-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids, teenagers, college students, middle-aged people, seniors, even people in their 90s work with this thing and improve their eyesight. So it's for anybody with eyes and any age.
Well, here's another question I have. This is something I've noticed with myself, and I've heard that fluorescent lights are not good for your eyes, and no matter how
right.
bright these lights you have, it's sunlight is the best light that I can see in.
Right. Well, full spectrum lighting is real good too. But, you know, fluorescent light bulbs, they put out radiation and glare. And the radiation they put out causes your red blood cells to clump together also. You know, like I was talking about the canola oil and soy oil and animal fat.
Right.
Well, the radiation from fluorescent lights can cause red cell, you know, clumping. And that's not good for you.
Well,
it also makes you tired.
What kind of light bulbs should we be buying?
Full spectrum lights are the best.
Okay.
You can get full spectrum fluorescent lights and light bulbs. And, you know, if you look at a regular light bulb, if you look at it, you'll notice it puts out a yellow glare. And
right.
That's not good for your retina. You know, you have rods and cones in your retina. And the cones, they deal with color, and the rods deal more with black and white. And the glare from these lights, if you look, you'll see it's a yellowish glare. And it should be, if you use a full spectrum light, it puts out a white natural light, you know, or sunlight's good for reading. But
now,
is
color blindness then, is that a permanent condition or is that something that can be improved?
Well, that's a lot of trouble sometimes with the retina where the rods and cones aren't working properly and the cones aren't picking up the color. And like I was saying, with diet changes, when you do these eye exercises, you increase blood circulation to the eye. And there are herbal products like the lysine romani I was telling you about for nourishing the retina. And that can help sometimes with color, you know, people that are colorblind.
Interesting. There's just so many different things that we can do to improve our vision, and so many things we're doing wrong.
Liver, kidney, spleen, and your bladder, that they have a lot to do with your eyesight and how your eyes are working.
Right.
And, you know, we've even sent people to the chiropractor for neck adjustments, you know, where they crack your neck.
Right.
You know, you, like, relax your head, and they go, you know, and they turn your head this way. And what that does, it releases gases in the spinal cord, and it takes pressure off of the nerves that actually work your eye muscles. And they'll start working better and loosen up.
Interesting.
So just having a neck adjustment every now and then can help people see better.
You know, after I took this class on vision improvement, they gave us this tiny little card with the tiniest writing you've ever seen. And I bring it to, you know, parties because it's just such small writing, you wouldn't think you can read it. I can read it, but I can't find hardly anyone else who can.
Well, that's good. Your ciliary muscles working real good.
Right. It's just but it's only because I think it's because, you know, I took these classes and really embraced it. And
right.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that I'm convinced. Absolutely.
Well, I have a distant eye chart here, you know, with the big E on top. And it goes all the way down to 2010. You know, people can see 2010, 2013, there's 2015, and then 2020.
So 2020 isn't the best vision?
No, 2010 is the best.
Okay.
So there are people that can see that good, their distance vision, and like you said, you have real good near vision, which is good, you know.
Right, so is there something I can do to improve my distance vision?
Well, I'll give you an eye exercise. It's called the yoga directional eye exercise for the eyes. And what you do is you hold your head still. You might have to sit down and put your arms on the table and hold your head. And the idea is to move your eyes. You look all the way up as far as you can and all the way down as far as you can. And you do that maybe 25 times. And you do it like half time. You go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. You don't want to go up and down, you know. You do it like up, down, you know, that kind of speed. And then you'll stop, and after you do 25 of those, then you look as far to your left and all the way as far as you can to your right, and you'll do that 25 times, left, right, left, right, left, right. And then that's like a plus sign, you know, when you go up and down, left and right. And
right.
Then you do diagonal directions like an X, and you'll go up and down at one diagonal, 25 times up and down, up and down. Then you go up and down the other diagonal direction of an X, up and down, as far as you can look up and down. And you do that 25 times each. Then you do circles with your eyes. You go all the way around in a circle to the left, and you do that 25 times, kind of going around in a circle, round, you know, going around and around and around, not real slow. And then you'll go around in circles to the right 25 times. And then after that, you can do what's called a figure eight, but it's on its side. If you took an eight, you know, and put it on its side, and you kind of go around to the left with your left eye, and then you go around to the right with your right eye, and then around to the left with the left eye, kind of like a figure eight. And you do 25 of those. And then you can do like a triangle, or you can do, you can kind of make up your own exercise. You can go around like in a square with your eyes, you know, and just as long as you're doing 25 of each. And what that does, it stretches those outer eye muscles and helps get the tension out of them. And
wow.
You'll start seeing better after you do those.
Very cool. Wow.
And,
you know what? We're approaching the end of our hour, so I want to give you a chance to give our listeners...
Oh, there's tons of more. We'll do this again, but there's tons of things to talk about. And our website is drbanker.com. That's drbanker.com. And my phone number here in Boulder, Colorado, you know, I'm on Mountain Time, and I'm usually here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. My office number is 303-494-4532. And you can call me here, or if I'm not here, leave a message. I check them often. I'll get right back to you. Again, the number's 303-494-4532, and the website is drbanker.com.
And people can get your full kit there from the website?
Hang on a minute. Now, on the website, you can read about it and look at it, but we do all orders over the phone because I have to get a little patient information.
Okay.
And, you know, I discuss a little bit about what they're going to do. So, it's, you know, we do everything over the phone with ordering a kit. But we do take credit cards, checks, money orders.
Okay.
So if anybody needs anything, just give me a call.
All right. Well, John, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been amazing. I hope everyone goes right out there and starts doing these exercises and
Hey, Dr. Banker, this was her life's work, you know, and she's very dedicated to it, and you can thank her for all this.
Yeah, well, it's very important work, so I want to thank you for that as well.
All right, and some people have told me that they thought she was an angel put here to heal blindness.
Huh, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. All right.
All right, well, until next time, I'll talk to you later. And she actually saw some UFOs at one time. I can talk about that more next time. She knew a lot about the Greys and the Reptilians and the all types of stuff on aliens.
Well, I'll definitely have to have you back on.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right,
everyone.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Well,
bye-bye.
Everyone, that is our show for tonight. I hope you've all enjoyed listening. Our guest has been John Monroe. He's a natural vision improvement educator, and he's based in Boulder, Colorado. His website, if you want to learn more about this very interesting and important subject, is www.drbanker.com. That's drbanker.com, all one word, drbanker.com, or you can phone him directly. He is in Colorado time, so beware of that, 303-494-4532. That's our show for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something new and get rid of those glasses. Well, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed it and can join us next week when we bring on another exciting guest. Till then, have a wonderful evening and a great week. Bye now.